Chapter 15. Thanks to Brumby Cloverpatch, Rainbow Dash knew the story about the Good Fortune Garnet and where it had been hiding all these years. But the Thunder Jungle still was the most peculiar thing to witness. On the other side of the raging lightning storm was a stunning oasis filled with waterfalls and luscious plants. It was its own ecosystem, untouched by pony hooves.
"Why is it so dark in here?"
Mullet asked, traipsing down the gangplank and jumping onto the soft moss.
"It was the middle of the afternoon before we came through the storm."
"That is pretty weird," Rainbow Dash agreed. She had noticed it, too. It was as dark as if it were the middle of the night, except there was a slight red glow over everything. It was as if the whole crew had time-traveled or stepped into another dimension. Maybe they had.
"I think it's because of the thunder shield," Captain Solano theorized. "Sunlight can't get inside here because it's being blocked out by these storm clouds. Look at where we entered."
She pointed her claw up to the spot where Rainbow Dash had performed her sonic rain boom and permeated the thick clouds. Light streamed in as a beam, but only from that one circle. It was like a bridleway spotlight. The rest of the pirates trudged off the ship and waited for their next orders.
"So where's the treasure, Cap'n?"
Boyle looked around at the darkness and pulled out a pair of night vision goggles.
"Let's find it and get out of here. This place creeps me out."
"What's with the red light?"
Lick Spittle squawked. Squabble nodded in agreement. Then the two walked off together to go splash water from the stream onto their faces and share theories.
"Any ideas, Rainbow Dash?"
Captain Solano looked around, desperate. Perhaps she was worried about looking bad in front of her fellow pirates. No captain wanted to lead his or her crew on an aimless treasure hunt and leave without a prize to show for it at the end.
"Do you remember anything else from the stories? Any clue to where it might be?"
"I do,"
a familiar voice answered. But it was not Rainbow Dash. Standing in the nearby grove of palm trees and ferns was none other than Daring Do and Brumby Cloverpatch. Neither of them looked very happy.
"How did you—"
Solano blinked her eyes in disbelief. She looked to the two ponies and then to the rift in the cloud dome. The reflector must have entered the jungle right behind their ship, but it had appeared invisible to them because of its unique reflective properties.
"It's true. I remember lots of details about this Good Fortune Garnet story,"
Brumby barked.
"But I'm not sure I want to share that information."
He trotted closer, keeping his eye on Captain Solano all the while.
"With a bunch of thieves!"
Brumby could tell from the shock on her face that he was one pony she wasn't expecting to see again so soon.
"Brumby!"
Rainbow Dash called out. She put her hooves up, pleading. "We're all here for the same reason, right?" Rainbow Dash gave a little smile.
"We all want to find the garnet and bring it back to Cloudsdale and—"
"No," Daring Do interrupted, shaking her head. "Not all of us."
"What do you mean?"
Rainbow Dash was seriously confused. Brumby was staring at Solano.
"Okay, did I miss something here?"
"That's not important," Captain Solano insisted. "Whatever may have happened in the past is not relevant here right now. Rainbow Dash is right. We're all in this together, and I don't know about the rest of you scalawags, but I'd like to spend the least amount of time in this place as possible."
Her face looked even more intense than usual in the eerie red light.
"She's right," Daring Do chimed in. "Let's find the garnet, and we can settle this after. Brumby?"
The old stallion grunted in annoyance and then gave in.
"Fine."
"So, you said you knew something that could help us," Rainbow Dash reminded.
She scratched the dirt with her hoof.
"Did it happen to be where X marks the spot?"
"Not quite. But almost,"
Brumby smirked. He held his hoof up to demonstrate. It was shrouded in red light.
"All you have to do is follow the glow."
The pirates were momentarily stumped. Finally, Captain Solano put two and two together.
Of course. Garnets are red, right? The good fortune garnet is the source of the red light. Once we find that, we're as good as golden.